This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Yeah.
Your favorite podcast.
Whoops.
I can't hear
probably want to plug that in. Dude, remember the old days when we used to do it in my kitchen, the show?
Yeah.
When we used to fuck in my kitchen?
Yeah.
Oops. That's a sound everyone wants to hear.
How about one more before it's done?
Oh, this is our new spot. This is our new friend in the studio.
Yeah.
His name is Robbie. He's a robot. Welcome to the show, buddy. Yeah. How you been? Great.
Robbie, maybe a little taller than the last time we saw you? No, yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That was just like, what?
Yeah. Robbie doesn't like me very
Robbie,
much.
What? Robbie's got a tight five, and he wants to do his opener. Is that okay?
You know I don't like when people try.
I know, and then it's and our show is not a promotional tool.
Plus, he already doesn't like me very much.
No, I don't think he does.
All right, okay. I'll listen to it.
All right, great. Okay, he's going to do his... Okay, go for it, Rob. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, you don't have to say that part. We're already here. Okay. I guess dating is pretty hard. Tinder. It turns out... Okay, that's actually racist. You actually can't say
get
that
out of
at
here,
all.
Robert.
You can't say that
fuck
at
Robert.
All.
No, that's a whole group of people, you asshole.
I hate that guy. I hate him.
Me too. I hope he doesn't come back. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Glad you're here. We're top of the pops here. We don't normally jump right into like our own penises. But
it's almost impossible.
Dude, I saw a meme that was like, YouTuber tears ACL jumping right in. Or jumping right into it.
Double hamstring tear.
For getting right
for
to
getting
it.
For getting right into it.
All right, well, let's get right into it. Anyway,
oh my goodness.
But
dude, I've been watching so many different YouTube videos recently, like videos on like style stuff.
Oh.
And camera stuff.
Oh, cool.
And it's just funny to see. I very rarely think about YouTube stuff from a super outside perspective.
Sure, yeah.
Because there's been no break from it for like 12 years.
Right.
But I wonder if I was to stop doing it for years, mm-hmm. what I would see looking back on it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Or
just
like where, how
overarching
it would
things
evolve?
Like that.
Yeah.
That like outside people pick up real easily.
Right.
Like how everyone does this, that, and the other thing. Because
right. Like the whole, like the idea that tearing your ACL, jumping right into it
yeah.
is something known because of the YouTube zeitgeist.
Yeah. I love it. It's very
me too,
interesting.
Man. It's just kind of like where we've been for the past fucking decades.
Yeah.
You know, like it's crazy. It's like being outside of that would be weird. You're right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like
it would be nice though, I think.
Yeah.
And I would like to experience that because I feel like that's the more normal perspective to have.
I, you know, Will Haynes, shout out to that friend.
Yeah.
He always tells me happy birthday, Will. It just passed, but you know, but we were talking about, he was like, you got to do stuff on YouTube again, man. You got to do like some stuff on YouTube. And I was like, dude, I don't even know what YouTube is anymore.
And that's kind of my overall point is I think that stuff like that being in the zeitgeist, like the stupid things that you have to do marketing wise takes away from, and this is not me hating on anything,
sure,
but I think it has made for less interesting, more bad stuff because stuff is just like a, it's like how they used to say on TV, and we'll be right back after this. So
right.
You know, like a commercial's coming and it's all good right. to have commercials. I'm saying like, it's so cool to watch stuff because, you don't know exactly what it's going to be, but you know, it's going to be like that person's completely what that person wanted to do at that moment.
Right.
Or maybe it's a movie where you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And everything is kind of for a reason. And there's none of that like algorithmic stuff that you have to do to stay like buoyant and relevant.
Right.
It's only like top to bottom, exactly what that person wanted. Like a Vimeo
video. Right, right.
But no, I guess if that was like what people wanted to see, I guess Vimeo would be more popular.
Sure. Yeah, I just don't, like, my brain can't understand things like that.
Do you, like, hear it, or do you not even hear? Is it, like, noise?
It's kind of like noise, yeah.
That's what happens. Like, yeah. You know, back in the day, it used to be smart to, like, shout out all your shit so people would know where to find you.
Right.
And then it became smarter to shout out, like, if you want people to do one thing, that is smart.
Right.
Like this whole video is dedicated to following us on
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's the one thing. Because right. If the more you give people to do, the more they zone out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what like shit like and subscribe and hit the bing bong down to bang bong.
Yeah, slap the bell.
Slap the dinghy off the bang pow.
Fuck the sub button and slap the bell.
Everyone. Fuck my mailbox in my aunt's house. Thank the ding dong.
Why don't you put your dick on that Twitter logo there so you can go follow me on Twitter? And then why don't you go fuck yourself in my sub box?
Spit on your phone and smack a kid to get the next video in your inbox.
Why don't you buy a gun and start taking meth down in the comments?
Dude, I would. That's the only thing that would jolt people out of like, this means nothing.
You're right. You're right. You have to like, you have to break it. You have to break the convention a little bit.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Yeah. I like how TikTok is kind of teaching people about voiceovers. Like, I feel like TikTok is really, because like every TikTok I see has some kind of voiceover thing. Like, this is what I did on my summer vacation.
Yeah, like when Siri is like, when your dog looks at you like your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
When my friend Donald goes down to the restaurant.
My face when Donald goes down to the restaurant.
That face when
that face when that is kind of horny, dude. TikTok is so much
fun. Oh, there it is.
Bape a bite, bape.
I just turned your thing down a lot. We should test it out.
Okay.
This is where I'm usually.
Perfect.
Man, dog.
Everything is chill.
I think yours is too loud. Ours is good.
So right now, this is. Welcome back to the show. Dude, let's get a little business done off top.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, actually, right off the top.
Oh, that's what that whole thing was for.
I didn't want to jump into our penises.
No.
But.
It's fun, dude. We have, you know how a lot of like, a lot of people look forward to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, and that's like the big, that's the best time of the year. Wrestling fans like WrestleMania season. Halloween is like our WrestleMania season.
Oh, yeah. We have fun during Halloween. We release some cool merch.
Yeah. Usually a pack of three Halloween themed tees.
Yeah. We've been doing these Halloween themed tees for a while.
You know what's cool about that is not only do we have like sentimental connection to everything we parody on the Halloween stuff, but also the type of kid or dude or chick or non-binary that listens to this show will absolutely wear a Halloween themed shirt all year round.
yeah and that's okay. Like that's kind of the a Halloween themed dynamic banter shirt.
Last year, this is the Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. You could wear that any day of the year.
The only reason I don't wear this particular one every day is I forget that I have it all
there
the
time. There you go. But yeah, so we've got some new Halloween shirts in the shop.
This is my essence. I'm moving.
I'd like to imagine that while you're doing that, your feet are going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the sand, kicking sand. Yeah.
Kicking sand in people's eyes and stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay, maybe we get
that guy's
from
really
this guy.
Good at dancing, but Jesus. We're in the splash zone.
Can we call the cops on this man?
But yeah, so we got some cool merch. We got three new Halloween themed shorts in the shop.
Yeah, one is Exorcist themed. One is right. Night of the Living Dead themed.
And Sore.
And Sore, which is probably
the Jigsaw movie.
One of the funniest shirts that has ever been anywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah. It's got Tom Hanks in the little saw machine.
Yeah.
It looks like a big shirt. Anyway, go to dynamicbanter.clothing if you want to check that out. Shout out to Byron McCoy.
What else business-wise? We have two shows coming up.
We got two shows, baby.
We're going to see people.
We're going to see C-3PO.
Remember when we were on Zoom?
3PO.
That's, we just checked the ticket sales, and we're going to see about 3PO.
That makes me horny as fuck. But yeah, man, we're going to the Crystal Ballroom in Boston,
yeah,
uh-huh. Massachusetts,
yes,
on December 1.
And then what's the other guy?
The
Bell House in Brooklyn on December 2nd. And fuck, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be tight. I'm going to stick around New York for a little bit, I think.
Yeah. You keep saying that. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think, well, you know, Broadway's back, Mike.
Broadway,
the shows.
Oh, the show.
The essence.
Are you going to see Broadway on Ice?
Broadway on Ice. I bet that is a thing. Broadway
Hamilton
on ice.
Starring Broadway.
Hamilton on
Ice.
Hamilton on Ice. Book of Mormon on Ice.
Do they still do that? Do they still put everything on ice?
I think so.
Who is that? It's just people who could skate that want to have a job where you could skate.
I mean, there was sort of like an elegance to ice skating, right? So yeah. People are kind of like, we can combine the elegance of ice skating with the popularity of The Lion King.
Or California Raisins.
Or the California Raisins. Or the other guy. Oh, the Rice Krispie guys. Snoopy.
Snap, Crackle, Pop on Ice.
Dude, some of my earliest like family video type stuff. My dad had this Betamax camera. Mm-hmm. And some of my earliest memories are like seeing like Snoopy on Ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they would travel around. Yeah. And then the camera's just like following Snoopy go back and forth.
There's Snoopy.
There he is. Miho. But yeah, a lot of ice shows. Yeah. Yeah. How do we get to that?
Oh,
because we were talking about how like ice skating
we're
shows.
Doing on ice.
Yeah, so we're going to be on ice. In both of our Dynamic Mansion shows are on ice.
Dude, I just got
Could
the...
Could you imagine us on ice skates?
Just struggling
really
hard.
Just doing
really
the
hard.
Show, but we're like skating.
There's a table on skates.
Yeah.
And we're just going
we
back and forth.
We spin around with it. And like,
kind of beautiful.
Here we go, Mike. Let's get... This is a good rhythm. We got
to go. Dude, I just got the... yeah, it takes us an hour to sync up. I just got the two posters for Boston and New York.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it.
So that's Boston.
Oh, shit.
And then swipe. One way is my dick and one way is the other.
Oh, man. There you Dude.
Go. Pretty nice, huh?
Both of these posters are so good. That's and there's little
Taylor
treats.
Taylor Bjork.
Little hidden treats. There's a bucket of cat on the roof.
There's a bunch of little hidden things. There's one bucket of cat.
There's just one bucket of okay, E.T.
We're kind of having a... Dude, E.T. is kind of... The older that he gets, he's also Mr. T.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You ever think about that?
Dude, last night I went to... if we're done... Were we done talking about what we were talking about?
I think so. We could talk about both of our last nights.
Oh, great. Okay, so last night... do you want to go first?
No, you start it. You just got to get it in.
So last night I went to this, you know, the movie Halloween. There's a new Halloween coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Let me pull up the theme song.
Jamie Lee Curtis starring her brother.
Jamie Lee and Curtis.
Jamie Lee and her brother, Curtis. Michael Curtis.
The three people, Jamie Lee and Curtis. Let me see if I can pull up.
Man. So she hasn't been able to kill her brother for 30 years.
Dude, but here's the thing, man.
Thank you. Did you ever play the Call of Duty game where you
zombies?
Could be Mike Myers.
No!
Dude, that was fucking
what
awesome.
What the fuck?
I think it was Black Ops. There was a thing where like randomly something would drop in the middle of a map. And if you go over and you get to it first, you could just be Mike Myers and you could destroy people.
What? Like the Friday the 13th game kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, but way, way better than that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We tried to play that Dead by Daylight game, which has like other monsters like Freddy Krueger and Frederick Krueger.
Frederick.
Jamie
Lee Douglas.
Jamie Lee Douglas.
What is that game? What is
the It's called Dead by Daylight, and it's kind of like the Friday the 13th game. Mm-hmm. You and your friends try to escape a monster, and you gotta like fix the fucking engine or something.
Yeah.
So you can escape. But you can be like the Scream guy, or you can be like Pinhead.
Tight.
Pins in his head.
that was kind of his thing.
Pins all in his head. Anyway, so Halloween, this new Halloween movie is coming out. Halloween Kills. Ooh, spooky.
I thought that was like Ice Cream Man music for a second. So Halloween Kills coming out soon.
Halloween is coming out. Wait, this music's awful. There we go. That's a little bit better. So, yeah. So, Universal had a little event on the back lot.
Yes.
And they were like, come to the back lot and we'll put you in a tram and we'll take you to you're gonna have a fight with Michael Myers.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna have, like, an encounter with Michael Myers.
Uh-oh. First of all, beautiful pick.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, it's Pearl Lloyd.
I don't know what that. I don't know what it is.
So, they took us to the back lot. So I went with Matt Robb. Matt came with me. He's my horror boy. That's the one. And we went to this tour, and so it turned out to be like a Halloween Horror Nights maze, but like way more like VIP.
Like there was bottles of Cristal
everywhere.
Every dead end.
Yeah. And they gave you a gift bag with an iPad in it. No, it was like
but iPad 9.
The actors were like, they ran onto the tram and they're like, Michael Myers is here, he's in the town, we gotta go get him. We're gonna go kill Michael Myers. And then everyone's screaming, yeah, we're gonna fucking kill Michael Myers. So the whole thing is like, we're gonna go kill Michael Myers. Mm. We're done with him. He's been killing people for too long. Why won't he die? The whole neighborhood's getting together now to kill Michael Myers.
No one in the neighborhood appreciates Michael Myers' attitude.
No one's sick of it. Everyone's sick of it. They don't want him killing people no more. No more deaths. No more mayhem. No more scary staring from a bush. Get the hell out of here, Michael Myers.
Get out of the bush,
Get out of the bush. Stop staring at people from a bush, Michael Myers. So, by the way, Mike, you know that. We might have talked about this before. But you know that Michael Myers' mask is William Shatner.
We have talked about
it. Okay.
I forget every time.
I just want to remind people because every time a new Halloween movie comes out, I just can't not see fucking William Shatner.
Yeah. Do you think he's sitting at home during all these movies? I'm like, what's so scary about that?
Hey, why am I so scary?
Why is everyone all freaked out?
This is bullshit. Baby,
kind of insulting to me.
Yeah, but he like it's his face. It was a Captain Kirk mask that they used in the original fucking Halloween, and then forever it's been
is that
literally
part of
that?
Did they paint it?
Yeah, they just like flipped it or something. They like turned it inside out or something.
Dude, I would love. In the movie, does he turn it inside out?
No, there's no indication that it's William Shatner in the movie at all.
So in the movie, it's just a Mike Myers mask.
Yeah, it's like the mask he chose, I guess. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Okay.
I would like all those movies better if that was a William Shatner mask in the movie.
Yeah, and it just there's a shot of him just spray painting a Captain Kirk
or
mask.
Or like doing it inside out like mean and rough.
Yeah.
Because that's like something that would really happen. Crazy guy escapes. He goes and he finds a mask somewhere that somebody like threw out. Can and we, then he kills people in that.
I think we need to. Can we get I think we need to get Brett on here really quick. Is that okay?
The Hitman Hart?
The Hitman Hart. If that's okay.
I have never talked to him. I don't know.
Well, you better think of what you want to say because this is a big opportunity, buddy.
Okay. Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Let's see if he'll answer.
Really? Most underrated wrestler of all time? How'd you come up with the sharp?
We have our directive. Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, is this Brett Register?
Yes.
Hey, do you have like a second?
Yeah.
So you're on Dynamic Banter right now.
Oh, great.
With hi, Mike Falzone.
Oh, perfect.
Mike says hi.
Hi. The respect I have for you is I stepped out of a meeting to take this call.
Wow, yeah. I was hoping you would.
I was like, uh-oh, Steve's in trouble.
No, I was hoping
you call during the day.
I definitely don't call this early ever.
Right. I was concerned that you were even awake. That is true.
Well, I'm glad you picked up because I have a very important question for you that I felt like only you could answer.
Okay. I'm scared and excited.
So this has to do with Michael Myers.
Okay.
So what is with the mask? Did he choose that mask?
You mean like
because it is a captain in the lore of the universe. Yeah, because it's Captain Kirk. It's fucking William Shatner.
I would have to go back and refresh my memory, but in one of the movies, they specifically call it out.
So what do they say? They call it out that it's fucking Shatner?
I'm trying to remember. No, that in like Halloween 4, they specifically call out that he got a mask. It's like, this mask is available at every gas station in the area.
That's the coolest.
Like that. Oh.
That's the coolest. I love that.
So it is like a mask in their universe.
Correct. But they've never, so like Scream, for instance, Wes Craven did sort of the same thing, Kevin Williamson did mention that the Ghostface mask is readily available. And then throughout the franchise, multiple people wear the mask. You can go buy the mask. They have the mask at the high school.
But before the murders or after the murders?
In the first movie, two kids get expelled from school for wearing the mask after the murders.
After.
So it's like that to me. I always like that because I'm like, oh, anyone could be it, and it's going to be confusing because more people are going to buy the mask now.
Right, like people are going to be at Halloween parties with the mask and stuff like
that. But
they
exist.
The thing about Michael Myers is he's huge, right? Uh-huh. Like he's a big menacing figure, so you need kind of the silhouette to go with the mask to represent him, whereas Ghostface is kind of smaller and
could be a teenager.
Right.
We were just saying how cool it would be if the mask was readily available and the crazy guy escaped from Crazy Place and then robbed like a gas station or something to get the mask and then killed everyone like that.
Yeah, I would love that. I think that they kind of played into anyone can wear the mask in the last Halloween movie, but I didn't feel like they really leaned in.
We're talking about origin story.
Man, I really want to get into this whole Michael Myers thing, Brett. You want to take us on a Michael Myers journey?
During your meeting?
Right now?
Yeah, right now. let's watch all the Halloween movies right now. We're going to stop the show. Fine. You're going to leave your meeting, and we're going to go. You're going to come to my place, and we're going to watch every Halloween movie.
I feel like I can make like an excuse. I feel like this is really important.
All right, don't hang up the phone while you make an excuse to your boss.
We want to hear it. All right, Brett, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate you. That's
Absolutely.
A good friend.
Thank you.
You're a good friend, Brett.
I'm just glad to hear that you're not in trouble.
I'm not in trouble, but I just wanted to go to my resident Michael Myers guy to get some information. But I definitely want to go on a Halloween journey with you in preparation for the new Halloween movie, if that's even possible.
Yeah, I love that. This is now we got to be in VR every night.
Now we're going to be in VR every night. All right, let's do it.
All right, can't wait.
All right, Brett, thanks for being on the show, buddy. Bye.
Dude, that would be such a fun thing in VR to be in the theater, but the theater's like spooky. And then certain times, like things happen in the VR world, like Mike Myers walks out in the VR world while certain times in the movie is happening.
Dude, I had all these cool ideas for things like that. Like
an AR?
Yeah, type. Man. Like, I feel like it's possible, especially in the VR movie theater thing. Like, you can have just, like, suddenly Michael Myers pops out. And
Like, why wouldn't that? Mm-hmm. That's so smart. I'm getting the feeling that whenever I have a really good idea like this, I'm like, this definitely already exists.
Right.
And I'm just waiting for someone to be like, oh, here's where you can find exactly what you said, but a little bit better.
So I had this idea that was like a mix between Big Screen, which is the app that we watch VR movies in. Mm-hmm. It's basically a virtual reality movie theater.
Yeah.
You can sit any seat you want. And then there's a big giant screen and you're this little avatar and you can like high five each other and you got little faces and you can draw shit. It's real fun. We've talked about
popcorn, throw tomatoes,
throw mainers, you can throw popcorn. Yeah. You can throw a soda can or whatever.
Yes.
You can draw. It's real fun. Anyway. So my idea was for movie theaters to have like a new like VR theater. Like they could just like strip out one of the screens they have, take out all the seats, take out all the thing, paint the whole fucking room just like pitch black.
Uh-huh.
Keep the screen up, but you wouldn't need to use it. Because in the VR world, basically what the room would look like would be just a bunch of seats and that's it.
Uh-huh.
Big giant theater size room with just seats.
Screen or no?
Just no screen.
Where the screen was.
Yes. So there's just a big black room, black seats. And you have an assigned seat and you sit in it. Mm-hmm. Then you get this like VR headset. They put it on you. And then suddenly you're in like, so like if it, let's say a new.
A cooler theater.
Way cooler theater. It's nice. There's lights on the ground.
There's a screen.
There's a screen. But like, you know, so you, let's say like a new Star Wars movie is coming out and you're there to see the new Star Wars movie in this like VR room at the IMAX theater. So you put on the VR headset and suddenly you're in like a Star Wars setting. There's like Star Wars birds flying by and like, and then all of a sudden they start to pump in like a smell in the room that smells kind of like a, like you're in a forest.
Yeah.
And then there's all these trees and there's a big fucking screen. And then there's just like all these like Star Wars things happening, like people like aliens walking by and stuff. And like, you're in like this cool area. And then when the movie comes on, all the lights go down, but you're still in this like Star Wars location.
Uh-huh.
And then they, you know, they bring you popcorn, they bring you drinks and things like that. And it's just like watching a movie, but you're immersed in like a cool place.
How would you know the drink person is there?
So in VR you'd have like this like watch or something, and when yeah. you look at it, it pulls up a little menu and it says call waiter or order or something.
I love that.
And then it brings up a little menu and you could pick popcorn and a soda and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring it to you, and then when the people come, they're like also wearing like some kind of VR thing so that you can see them. Yeah. And they're like, could be a cool Star Wars character or something. Yeah. They're like, may the force be with you. Here's your large
cola.
Popcorn.
Cola, bubble,
you ordered 3 chili dogs. Mm, and there's only one of you here. Hang on a second.
I'm not judging you, beep-boop-bop.
Beep-boop-bop. You really wanted extra butter with those 3 chili dogs on your popcorn, huh?
You said, stir the popcorn with the chili dog, beep-boop-bop.
And then there's like a... I know, R2. I couldn't believe it either.
R2 comes. He's dressed like a little ambulance.
Dude, the R2 could be like a little like remote control box or whatever.
Dude.
But it could have like the drink tray on top. And in VR, it looks like there's drinks. And you like take the drink off of R2 and shit.
I love it. I love all of it.
Right?
I'm saying picture the teenagers that are doing these jobs, right, though. Like yeah. the teenagers that are pumping in the smells. And
right,
like
right,
they're
right.
either making out or talking shit with their friends. Pints. And like... Okay, initiate the smell and turn on the fan. You're not turning on the fan, but... And then they do that. And then when R2 comes to give you your drink, two of them are like, one is pushing a trash can into your legs.
Yeah, it's literally a trash can with a tray on top of the soda on it.
Bumping your legs.
You could really feel it.
Ask them if they want a cold beverage and $5 off a purchase of a gift certificate.
Or it's like the guy's like, oh shit, you know what? I didn't want ice. And it's like a C-3PO character and they're like, they just have to break character and they're the teenager.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. The mouth doesn't even move on the character. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Killing me.
I'm 14.
I'll bring you some ice. God damn it. Yeah, but
here's your separate cup of ice, Obi-Wan Jeff Nobi.
Dude, but you could do that. You could do that, like, and have Star Wars cool locations and shit. And then when there isn't, like, a big Star Wars movie or something, you could have, like, you can change it to whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can make it, like, you know, a normal movie theater, or you could be, like, you know, on a skyscraper in New York.
Yeah.
Like, watching, you know, a movie. Watching a movie up on top of the Empire State Building, you know what I mean?
That's the New York experience. That's New York.
Someone brings you meatball sub while you're watching this Sopranos movie on this State Building of the Empire.
No, that's New York. New York.
the Italian robot that loves New York.
Dude, me and my friend Morgan and Jackie and Zoya were in New York City last night. We were in New York City, yeah. And we were just pointing at stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were like, now that's New York. A nail salon place that closes at 7 but still leaves its neon lights on all night. That's New York.
I want to see you turn to camera with a stogie. That's New York.
That's exactly what it is.
The parking attendant who's mean but also very helpful at the same time. Now that's New York.
The gentleman putting his coat down on a puddle of water when he walks his gal out of the ballroom. Now that's New York.
That song playing out of any building ever? That's New York.
You gotta do like this with the two.
Not that.
Hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
Not that.
Dude, can I tell you how many times growing up in an Italian household, my dad would tell me to put shit away like this?
That should be over there.
So the pinky
doesn't belong there.
The pinky and the pointer.
It's not even like you're so angry you can't possibly put your pinky all the way down.
Yeah.
Because this is like that, put that over there.
Yeah, yeah. Put that, yeah.
But this is your whole, your,
this is the fucking.
Yeah, you're throwing it out there.
Over there.
It's like you got the bull's horns. Yes. Out there.
Don't mess with the finger. You'll get the bull's horns. That's kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out, man. You're going to get that pinky finger in your eye.
Man, that's a fun time.
Anyway, so, yeah, man, I'd love to see VR movie theaters do some cool shit.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, VR is real cool. And if, like, movie theater experiences want to be a little bit more immersive, want to get people back to the movie theater.
AMC, you want to earn that whatever your stock is worth, stonks.
To the moon, eh?
Do that.
But
it's
anyway,
not like you don't have the space for it.
So, okay, so we went on this fucking journey to kill Michael Myers and the Hollywood Universal Studios Hollywood, yeah, backlot. And they took us to the neighborhood that's like the Modern Family neighborhood. It's like every sitcom. They shoot all the sitcoms in those like houses in Universal,
that's really
backlot.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So they took us there and it was all decorated like it was Halloween.
Cool.
And they had all these actors out like on the street and stuff going like, what's going on? Is Michael Myers here? And everyone's freaking out and stuff. And then the tram door opened up and the woman that was on the tram with us was like, all right, let's go. We're going to go inside that house right there. And we're going to fucking kill Michael Myers.
We're going to kill someone for all these families.
We're going to kill everybody. We're going to kill somebody. You're all involved now. It's like, whoa, holy shit.
That was my first thought when the actors got on the tram.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah,
you're immediately like,
so the
we're
way,
gonna go kill
so
someone.
The way, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how they did it. They had these two actors that were playing like the daughter and the husband of the daughter of Jamie Lee Curtis's character.
Okay.
From the Halloween movies.
The daughter,
and so
Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter.
Daughter in the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Like one of her daughters or whatever. Or maybe it was her friend or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's just someone who's like close to Jamie Lee Curtis. And they're like, they get once you like when we got there, they put us on the tram and then those actors came onto the tram and they, yeah, were like, hey, you guys, look, Michael Myers is here and we hate Michael Myers, right? And everyone's like, yeah!
Mob mentality.
Yeah, yeah. We fucking hate him.
Mob mentality simulator 2000.
Yeah, and they're like, so we have an opportunity to kill Michael Myers tonight. You guys with us? And we're like, whoa!
Was there anyone who was like,
hold on.
Kill? Like, what? Haven't we been saying that that is wrong? What he's been doing?
I don't think. Maybe we could talk to him. We need to talk to Michael.
We're gonna sit him down. Sit down.
We're gonna tell him to sit down and listen for once. Yeah, no, so, yeah, so they basically were like, you guys all have to be okay with wanting to go kill this guy. But, you know, but the second we got on that tram, we were like in a magical horror movie world, Michael.
That's
so
cool, being in the fake neighborhood is really
dude,
cool.
And then we went into the houses and stuff, and we were like hiding, and there were all these actors outside, like, it was like an active neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you'd look out the window, and then from like way down the street, you'd see fucking Michael Myers.
That's insane.
And they're like, there he is, let's go, let's get him. And it was just like this whole fucking thing.
One guy jumps on his neck and fucking chokes out the actor.
Yeah. And then, right? I got him.
He's dead. And the actor's like, what the fuck?
Dude, at one point, we're all running with like the guests and the actors, and we're like all in this mob, and it's like crazy, dude. It was like a really immersive experience. Like I've been through the mazes at Horror Nights, and they're very controlled. They're very like, there's exit signs everywhere, and there's like, you know, like it's just very.
You feel like, can't completely suspend disbelief.
No, because right. You're very much in a controlled environment. But this was like chaos. Like we were running around in the street of the back lot, like yeah. Just running. Like in all these directions and shit.
How many pieces of paper did you have to sign before you
dude, it was actually I don't know if I did actually. But
you really kill a guy.
Dude, we were really there to kill a guy. And then dude, we were laughing so hard about like, you know, how we were there to kill a guy, basically. And at one point I was like, I brought a real gun. Let's kill him. And everyone's like, oh wait.
No!
I got it. You guys are just—you said we're gonna kill Michael Myers.
You already said it.
You said it. You told me we were gonna kill guys, and I really went there.
Why'd you bring me?
I really went there. We had the whole drive to think about it.
You could have turned around.
Dude, and they took us through like the whole, like you could see the minions. Like they took us through the back lot.
The minions.
But things were like not operational. Like, we're gonna kill those fucking minions. Kill them. But anyway, so eventually we go into this house and there's an actor in there hiding. And we've already lost like three of the actors that joined us from the beginning. They've all been getting murdered by Michael Myers.
Man, that's a bummer.
It's really cool though, because it's like happening right next to you, right behind you. Like you, it's like really cool. Like it's really happening. Yeah. So we went into this house, and the girl's like, "Where's Sam? Where's Sam?" And one of the other actors with us is like, "He got him. Michael Myers got him." And then they have like a cry moment. They're hugging, and they're like, "We gotta do something. Let's get the fuck out of here. We gotta go." And then so we like go through the back of the house into this backyard. And then all of a sudden, these people run over. Oh, no. We were in the house still. And we're all like having this dramatic moment or whatever. And then all of a sudden,
last a long time.
It was like
the dramatic moment.
No, it was like everything was like really well timed.
Yeah.
It seemed like everything was like the whole experience was like 30 minutes from when you got on the tram to when you got back on the tram and left.
You think if they're ever running short on time, they'd be like, rush the cry.
Yeah, keep it going. Oh, yeah, it's not enough time. We don't have time.
Wait, well, Samantha's
gone. No, it's okay. We don't have time. We'll cry later.
Okay.
Cry later, because... But, like, so we were... we were there. We gotta get that flow, remember? We were talking about that flow during the break.
Hey.
Remember the flow? So we were hanging out in the house, and then all of a sudden there was like a knock on the door, and everyone's like, oh, like freaked out, because it's like Michael Myers, probably. Mm-hmm. And there was someone in our group going like, absolutely do not open that door. You're going to die if you open that door. She's like, I gotta open the door. And the guy's like, don't open the door. You're gonna get killed if you open the door.
Yeah.
And she opened the door, and there were these two new actors, and they came in, and they're like, we're burning the fucking house down. Michael Myers is burning alive. Let's go. We got him. And we're like, what? And everybody runs out, and there's all these actors all cheering outside of this burning house.
Yeah.
It looks cool. They have all this lighting all over it. It looks like it's on fire, and there's all this smoke coming out.
And everyone's cheering.
We got him.
And if you look in the back of the crowd, Michael Myers
He's
is
like,
also.
Yay. What are we doing? But so we all join the rest of the neighborhood, all cheering outside of this burning house, and they're like, we got him, we got Michael Myers. And there's all these like other neighbors coming out going like, what's going on, did you get him? And we're like, yeah, we got him. And then all of a sudden the like Halloween music comes on and he just steps out of the doorway.
I love it.
And there's all this smoke coming out, we're like, oh shit, he's still alive. And he starts coming towards us with a knife. He's got smoke coming off him.
Yeah.
It was really cool, man.
And so then what happened?
They do this whole fight. They have like a whole fight. Like, here, I'll show you. I got some of it on camera. Dude.
So they do a choreographed like.
They do a choreographed, yeah. And then they got like all the like, you know, the actors overacting and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Here, check this shit out.
Are you fucking up your NDA?
No.
Oh no. Who's that? TJ Miller? Oh, good bat. Bat to the legs?
Yeah.
Dude, they have to get wrestlers for this part.
Right?
They're fucking him.
They're gonna fuck him.
Oh,
oh
no.
Yeah, they said before we kill him, we fuck him.
This isn't great. it's very cool thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the fighting's not great.
No.
Got him. Kind of snapped his neck a little
bit. Yeah, kind of snapped his neck.
Dude, he has butthead hair.
Little bit, yeah. Yeah, because it like kind of combs over the back.
And there's no hair on the side.
So anyway.
She can't get out because there's a fence.
She's going to get stabbed and die. Yeah. So basically all of our friends die. And then we just run away and we get in the tram. We just narrowly escape.
But there must be actors being like, run this way.
Yeah,
now,
yeah. Because the tram was like ready for us. And they're like, let's go. Let's get out of here. Yeah.
And he's walking.
He was walking towards us, like coming towards us.
So you just go away and he's still alive?
Yeah, well, we didn't get him. We didn't kill him.
Idiots.
We thought we killed him. And we did everything we could. And then when we got back, those two actors that were like, that were going to come with us in the beginning, but they chickened out and they're like, oh, we don't want to kill him.
Yeah.
They were like, did you kill him? And we're like, no, we didn't kill him. He's still out there. And they're like, what? You didn't kill him? They're like so mad at us that we didn't kill him.
Oh shit.
And then we got our little swag business? Bag. I said, bitch, I'm not here to kill anybody.
Listen, bench.
I said, I'm not here to kill anybody. I'm here to have a good time.
Why don't you get off my GD back at
Wow, we really soared through here. We got 40 minutes on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn. Anyway, right. We were talking about fucking Halloween and shit.
Yeah, it was nice.
Having a good time. All right, well, let's do our ads then.
Let's take a break and do some straight-laced ads.
So that was my night, and then you had a...
Let's take a break and do some real by the
real
book.
Good at. Let's just behave ourselves for some reason.
If there was a cookie cutter
way to do ads. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's figure that one out. But I want to hear about your night, Mike.
Yeah, after this.
After these and the news. All right, guys. Who do we got first? Ooh, me undies. Yummy, yummy. My undies. Not mine. Me undies. Not your undies. Me undies.
Yes, yes.
Guys, are you afraid of the glow in the dark? Well, shield your eyes because the new me undies Halloween just dropped.
Hell yeah.
Dead! If there's one collection you don't want a ghost, it's this one. With 5 new prints to turn up the terror, you should summon them before it's too late. You get it?
That was a spooky sound effect that I have.
I look forward to MeUndies in my mailbox.
Every time.
Every single time. I want there to be MeUndies in my mailbox every day.
Dude, I don't even need any more pairs of underwear. Well, I guess you always need them because you gotta swipe the old ones out. And then Zoya will be like, even before I get home, she'll be like, you have a MeUndies package. And I'll get so excited. What it is.
Because it's always, Mike and I like to choose the crazy ones.
Yeah, random and wacky.
Random and wacky.
Yeah.
And it's really fun every time. It's something really cool and fun, and I really love them.
And I like not having two old pairs of underwear.
Right.
You know what I mean? You look at one and say, oh, I've had that one for a long time.
And it's nice to like have them just come in the mail, because then you don't really go underwear shopping
anymore.
I don't
think I've ever been underwear shopping.
Not since fucking... I mean, you go underwear shopping when you're like, I'm out of underwear. These are real old. It's time to get some new underwear.
Yeah.
And you usually combine that with like, oh, I got to get some new shirts and some new pants or something too.
Maybe I can get a kind of all in one.
Yeah. Get like a new outfit or something. Get some new socks. And you know, you go to wherever. You go to your big box store. You go to your big box. But yeah, I haven't had to do that ever, really. Not since MeUndies has been in our life. So whether you're outrunning a killer or being abducted by aliens this Halloween, and I'll tell you, while I was being hunted by a killer last night, I was wearing MeUndies.
And did you S your pants?
No, it absolutely kept me comfortable, sustainable, and they felt the softest they could possibly be. MeUndies are made from the natural fibers sourced from beechwood trees, ladies and gentlemen, making their micromodal fabric soft, breathable, and dangerously cozy. Get your spooky season up and haunting with five new prints. The ICU, My Boo, Tricks and Treats, Lazy Bones, and Lazy Pumpkin. Available in undies, bralettes, socks, and loungewear in sizes extra small through 4XL. There are a lot of options to consider, but make a decision quickly because there's something right behind you!
Yeah. It's a mummy.
Mummy got scared. So here's the offer, guys. MeUndies has a great offer for all you listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. And MeUndies also has a promise. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, you can return your order for full refund within 45 days. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why don't you go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you, MeUndies.
This feels so good. I'm a prince and my shirt. This feels so good. I'm a lead. It's smaller, extra large, and more excel, and then it's more exploring. You put them on, you put them up, you pull them up, you pull them down, you put them up. Added value 101.
All right. Guys, let's get back into these ads, huh? Is this the same
song? What if we were still singing?
All right. Guys, who's up next? Let's see. Ooh, Tushy! Ooh, Tushy!
Hell yeah, big fan.
Tushy, the modern bidet company, washes away even the messiest of poops. Excuse me, here comes the...
That would have been a good time for the old delay pedal.
Tushy, the modern bidet company, washes away even the messiest of poops, leaving you with a better clean than toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think there's ever been a sponsor who has changed my life so drastically.
Seriously.
I'm straight up uncomfortable if there's not a bidet in the area where I have to poop.
Yeah.
Because I feel less clean. And there's nothing like... feeling unclean.
Dude, Tushy has a travel bidet It's just like a little squeeze bottle with like a little spout on it.
Love it.
And I cannot travel without it now because you just can't be guaranteed that wherever you go when you travel, there's going to be a bidet.
Yeah. Or a water hose. And you need one.
I'm telling you, man, there are so many situations in my life, Mike, and I'm sure you have as many stories as I do, maybe more, where a bidet would have been a lifesaver.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And a confidence saver and a relationship saver.
Right? So here's the deal. If you got poop on any other part of your body, guys, and we've said this before, would you just wipe it right off with paper?
No.
And think that that's fine?
No.
Absolutely not. Because what you're doing is you're just pushing it back down in.
You're spreading it like butter on top of toast. Yeah.
And we don't want that. You'd wash it, right? Mm-hmm. You'd wash it.
Yes.
And that's the deal with bidets. And that's the big deal with Tushy. You can stop wiping and start washing. The modern bidet from Tushy attaches directly to your toilet. It's easy to install. Ooh. And washes your bum with water for better clean and toilet paper. And washing with water is less irritating and more soothing for your bee hole. Your bee hole.
There it is.
It's easy to install. It attaches to the toilet in under 10 minutes. No electricity or plumbing needed for your bee hole. Using a Tushy bidet reduces your toilet paper use by 80%, saving you money. It's eco-friendly and stylish. And remember, at the end of the day, this is for your bee hole. And there's a full product line from Tushy that makes your restroom the best room, including Tushy Ottoman, the sleekest toilet stool designed to help you poop at 100% of the time, rated number one by the Wire Cutter, and new Tushy Brush, the only toilet brush with disposable scrubbing pads, so you can use a clean brush every time. And more. So guys, it's all for your b-hole. Why don't you start washing with a Tushy bidet for better clean? You go to hellotushy.com/banter to get 10% off plus free shipping. And this is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/banter for 10% off. And after you buy and install your Tushy, why don't you show it off? Why don't you tag Tushy at hellotushy on Instagram and make something a little nice for you, huh? Thank you, Tushy.
Bee-hole. Cleaning it. Keeping it clean. Bee-hole. Keeping it mean. Wash it up. Bee-hole. Wash it up good night. You wouldn't wipe poop off your chest with a piece of paper. Piece of paper. It doesn't matter what it does. If it ends like it's supposed to end, it's fine. You ever notice that? You can when you have a band, if any of you have a band or you're thinking about starting a band, just end at the same time.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. It doesn't matter what you do before.
Just learn to end at the same time, and that always sounds good and works.
That's it. That's all people will remember.
Yeah. Whoa, those guys all stopped at the same time, and that was pretty cool.
Fuck, was that band tight as fuck?
Guys, Quip. Let's talk about Quip. I'll tell you, Quip is in my bathroom, in my mouth, in and around me every single day at all times. Both bathrooms in my apartment have, sorry not to brag, I got two bathrooms.
And I use both of them every time I have to go. I use them both,
yeah. One's for my one and one's for my two.
Yeah, that's great. I call that the guest bathroom.
That's right. But in the there's lots of Quip products all over my bathrooms, and I love them very much. And there's a mouthwash that we're talking about here. That is the focus of this particular ad. That is really cool.
It tastes very nice. I've said this before, but it tastes like my favorite kind of after dinner mints, the chalky ones. Not to mention another brand, but it does taste like after dinner mints, and I like it.
Yeah, and it's real nice. And it's not like the most painful thing in the world, but it feels like it cleans you up real nice, and I really like it. And I'll tell you about this mouthwash bottle that you get. It's really sleek and fancy and sexy and really well designed.
Yeah,
And it's cool. It doesn't look like a big old dumb bottle on your dang sink.
No. It looks like a decoration you'd put in your bathroom anyway.
That's right. But let's not just talk about the design of the dang thing. Let's talk about the mouthwash inside.
Okay.
Quip mouthwash kills bad breath germs, helps prevent cavities, and leaves you feeling fresh thanks to a formula that gives your mouth everything it needs and nothing it doesn't. Their 4X concentrate has fluoride, xylitol, and CPC. And they left out the artificial colors, thank you, and the stinging alcohol you'll find in a lot of other rinses. And the refillable dispenser's compact footprint will fit in any bathroom, big or small. And with 5 colors and 2 high-end finishes to choose from, you're guaranteed to find a dispenser that matches your style. This is the one mouthwash you definitely don't want to hide under the sink, guys, alright? This thing sitting on your counter, it's a beautiful reminder to rinse every day, and a subtle way of letting everyone know that your oral care game is next level.
Oh,
Here's the deal, guys. You want to pair this with some oral care, with a complete oral care routine, where you can get Quip's electric toothbrush for adults and kids, and one of the refillable flossers, and you'll be surprised at how easy and fun it could be to keep your whole mouth healthy. Oh, and Quip now has a great tasting, good for you gum that can help clean your teeth and keep your teeth clean between brushings. Keep your teeth clean between. Help 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 keep your clean between the clean. Help keep your clean between the clean. Along with mouthwash, Quip also delivers fresh brush heads, guys, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months from $5, guys. From $5, and shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. With affordable refills plus free shipping, it's so easy to keep your whole mouth healthy. So why don't you join the over 5 million mouths already using Quip and start swishing today, guys. If you go to getquip.com/banter5 right now, you can get $5 off a mouthwash starter kit. That's $5 off a mouthwash starter kit, which includes a refillable dispenser and a 90-dose supply of Quip's 4x concentrated formula at getquip.com/banter5. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/banter5. Quip! The Good Habits Company. Thank you, Quip.
That sounds like you sound like a Third Eye Blind.
Keep your teeth and you keep teeth clean.
I want something else.
Keep my teeth clean. Keep your teeth clean.
Doing crystal methods to get up until your teeth clean.
Guys, BetterHelp. Here's the deal about BetterHelp, huh? Are there things that interfere with your happiness? Yes. For me, absolutely. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Absolutely, yes. 100%. Not to get too personal, but I'm feeling like I'm absolutely in this shit right now. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient, you can start communicating in under 48 hours, guys. How crazy is that? Isn't that nice? That's fast. That's fast.
It is fast.
Now, here's the deal. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help, but it is professional counseling done securely online. You send a message to your counselor anytime. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. Huh? How about that? I like that part a lot. Huh? And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. And it's also available for clients worldwide. So wherever you are, give it a shot. Hopefully you have access. And the service is, you can find the expertise you need online. You don't limit yourself to counselors located near you, which is really good. And these counselors specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. There's testimonials from real humans posted daily on their website. So definitely go check that out if you're feeling kind of skeptical or on the fence in some way. And here's the deal. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So, Mike and I want you guys to start living a happier life today. So, as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/banter.
Banter.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/banter. So why don't you join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/banter. Thank you, BetterHelp.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Enter.
Ding, 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 ding.
My friend Rich used to listen to that kind of music on full blast while we drove to the mall.
And you just have to put up with it because he was driving you to the mall.
Do you remember the friend of yours who had the license first?
Dude, Owen.
Owen had license. Owen.
1978. Let's go back in time for a second here.
So Owen and I was walking down the Presario. We're getting ourselves some macaroni, right?
Getting ourselves a Zeppelin.
Here's the deal. Mama Celeste wasn't just that freezer box you find at the grocery store.
She's a real mom.
She's a real paisana.
The female paisana.
La Paisan.
And if you knew her like I knew her and her kumar.
Wow, she's pretty progressive.
Yeah, she had a kumar, and it was a woman.
Had to keep it on the thumb. That's New York.
We definitely weren't going to put Mama Celeste under the bus.
Suppressing your sexuality in the 60s? Now that's New York.
Mama Who's Celeste? That guy? She used to make a macaroni. And I could slip down my throat. Didn't even have to take a bite out of it.
Anyway, remember, man. Everyone, it's okay to be racist if it's an Italian person.
Because the Italian is a funny accent, and it's funny for everybody.
You could be racist against Italian Americans. Everybody knows that.
Yes, absolutely. Just like you can be racist to Mexican Americans, Asian Americans.
Terrible.
All right. So, how was your night, Mike? What'd you do last night?
Dude, I had a very interesting night. I had a show last night at the Ontario Improv. I was asked to.
Where is that?
It's in Ontario.
Where's Ontario?
It's by like Claremont and Pomona.
Okay, got it.
And would you call that the Inland Empire?
Yeah, sure.
It's over there.
Yeah.
I'm still not. I don't know my way around still. 9 years. So I got a last minute call from Levity to feature for someone. Mm-hmm. And they were like, do you have any interest in featuring for Jason Mewes? And I'm like, absolutely.
A billion percent.
I had another show last night. And I was like, can't do it, boys. You don't understand.
I'm opening for Jay.
Yeah.
So you open for Jay.
Yeah. And Jason, so I've seen both of them in real life. I was hoping I would get to talk to Jason Mewes a little bit and just kind of do that thing where I let him know that it's important to me. Dude, I keep trying to. Oh, okay. This needs to happen.
We're going to have a moment here.
Thank you.
But Jay of Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Fame. For those of you that are like, who the fuck's Jason Mewes?
But all the
for
Kevin Smith movies.
He's Mike and I grew up with that Snoochie Boochie shit, and we love Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
And so that must have been a big deal, man. But you didn't get a chance to really talk to him?
So he came in, and he kind of immediately was... Dude, Ontario Improv Green Room is the smallest green room known to man. It's like half of this room.
Whoa, no shit.
And so he came in and he immediately like went to the bathroom and then was just kind of in there for a while.
Yeah.
And then when he came out, he was like not feeling, he was still kind of super duper cautious about COVID stuff, which is totally fine. So after that, I kind of exit. I was like, let me give everyone
a chance. He wants to have it. You kind of just read the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I didn't really talk to him at all. I just kind of, I said, what's up? And we talked to, you know, you have a little powwow before the show starts about how long everyone's doing and what you want the person before you to say before they bring you up. And we did that. And then I watched most of his show and he was telling really fucking interesting. Is this my shit? Dude, I turned this on silent 8 times. It can't be. I don't know what application.
1,000,000,000% it was me.
Oh, thank God. Cause I thought I was freaking out. But he was, and that's my fault. He was super nice. He was telling very interesting stories. I got a delivery for some reason.
Go for it, buddy.
He was telling great stories about how he met Kevin Smith.
Oh, I'll tell you some of those. Yeah, right yeah. This. We'll be right back. So, you know, I grew up watching a lot of Kevin Smith shit, man. Like Clerks. Like, I remember when Clerks was coming out, my cousin was like, there's this movie where they talk about Star Wars in it. And at the time, that blew my mind because no one talked about Star Wars really in the zeitgeist on the internet. Well, I mean, they definitely talked about it on the internet, but they didn't talk about it in like popular culture. It wasn't in movies or TV shows at the time, really. So it was like a big deal that they were talking about. Thank you for taking care of that camera over there, Nick. But it was a big deal. And then I remember watching Clerks and falling instantly in love with Jay and Silent Bob because Jay was just so funny.
Were you talking about how you heard of that movie to begin with?
Clerks, yeah.
How did you hear about
it? My cousin told me there was a movie where they talk about Star Wars in it.
Oh, tight.
And it blew my mind because I was like, how, really, a movie where they mention Star Wars? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then we watched it and we loved it. And they have that Chewbacca song in there and they talk about the Stormtroopers and stuff and the Death Star. But yeah, man, we fell in love with Jay because he's just so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So, but how was his set? So he talked a lot about
it. Wasn't his like life. A stand-up comedy. It was like very interesting stories and just so fucking interesting. And I think I heard about them. I don't remember how I would have initially heard about that movie, but I remember liking them. Or I saw
maybe Mallrats or something.
But like hearing about it from someone cooler.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people used to be like, you sound like that guy.
Right, right.
And you kind of have a that guy vibe. And I was like, well, I might as well check out this guy.
Right.
And I was like young. I was like teenager. But he, in Clerks, he was like 15, 16 or something like that.
Yeah,
he was
something real young, yeah.
And it was just awesome. He told a lot of really cool stories about how Kevin Smith was just like, he was a senior when Jay was a freshman. And he just, Kevin Smith was like the funny guy. And he was like the dirty, like,
He was funny too, but in a dirty, foul way.
Yeah. But he was more like a wacky teenager, like bad upbringing type thing.
Yeah.
Like his mom was big into drugs and stuff like that. So he kind of had like a rough childhood. And he really wanted to be friends with Kevin. And Kevin was like, no, absolutely not.
Right.
And then I guess one day Kevin worked at the Quick Stop.
Yeah.
And he was like talking to Jay and he was like, if you want to make $5, come to the Quick Stop really early, like 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and help me put together the daily paper. Cause you had to put together like the entertainment section with the whatever and this and the coupon section. So they did that. And that's how they got to know each other. And I guess one day he was like, dude, somebody has to put you in a movie. And then after a couple of years of getting to know each other, he's like, I put you in a movie. So you read this. And it was Clerks. And then it took Jay like weeks to read the movie because he was just like a wacky teenager. He didn't really care. Yeah. He was like, I don't understand the words.
Right. And when you get reached, when you're like 16 or something and your friend's like, I want you to be in my movie. You're like, well, yeah, all right, whatever. I'll be in your movie. And you don't really take it seriously or whatever.
That's exactly what he was saying. And he was like, he thought movie like VHS camera movie. And so when people show up with these like giant film cameras,
he's like, oh shit, we're making a movie.
Yeah. So knowing that now, it's fun to look back at that stuff and to think like he was talking about how he couldn't quit having side jobs like pizza delivery guy until Dogma came out.
Wow.
So like Clerks 1.
So yeah, because even Chasing Amy was like
Chasing Amy,
independent yeah. kind of movie. Yeah,
yeah. So he was like delivering pizzas that whole time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man. I love that. Like, we just keep like running into people like that, and like the fact that you got to like do a show with him—that's yeah. like fucking cool, man.
I loved it. I
loved it. Because we love that shit. We yeah. love that shit growing up. It must have been real cool. Yeah.
Even though I didn't get my selfish, can I play you the song that she gets in at the bar?
Can I smoke weed with you? I bet everybody wants to right. smoke weed with him or whatever.
Will
but
you say snooch to my boots yeah. or something like that?
Will you tell my mom that that you're a clam digger? Dude, that's so tight. What a cool, man, what a fun parallel evening we had last night.
Yeah.
Of like getting to do some really cool shit. And
we were both fully immersed in a movie experience.
Yeah, we were.
I was Silent Bob last night. Dude,
Silent Bob.
A couple of years ago, my opener was something like, I look like if Jay and Silent Bob were the same person. There you go. I could have told him.
Mike, I have something that I wanted to show you.
Okay.
That I brought, but I don't want it to replace the History Road. So I'm gonna save it for okay. the next episode.
Tight.
But I got something else from the Ren Faire, or from Idlewild, that is an entertaining thing. But I wanted to share it with you. But I'm gonna save it for the next episode okay. because I'd rather do a couple of History Roads and then get out of here. How about that?
I want to go there very badly,
dude.
I want to see woods.
You gotta go, man. You just gotta.
Okay.
KG sends an email to the History Road box saying, yo, what's up? Do you boys still get wet dreams? If so, when was the last time y'all got one? And have you ever in the middle of the night realized you had one and just went right back to sleep? I feel like Steve has done that before. I don't know why. Shout out to Jesus one time for all the cum.
Real cum heavy History Road. And that's coming from us.
I don't think if I ever had one, I was too young to remember it. It doesn't happen to me.
I think I may have had one time.
Yeah, I might have had one.
Having a really horny dream. It's kind of like every time I've peed my pants
right.
in bed, it's always been like a dream where I'm taking a piss.
Right, where you gotta pee.
And then I wake up before I realize that I really had to take a piss.
Right, right.
But it's like piss with cum.
Right. With a little bit of cum in it.
It's like a spliff.
This next History Road comes from Maz. Okay. Saying, live show, birthday, please do not call. Hi, Mike and Steve. Hope you guys are doing well. The episodes have been getting better and better and better with each one. Congratulations.
Oh, that's great to hear.
You deserve all the success that comes to you both. Two horn honks for both of you. Do you plan on recording and selling your show as a special, like 149 at the Soda Parlor? Is the question there?
I know that we're definitely going to have it recorded, and
yes.
Kevin's going to be there to shoot it.
Yes.
But before we promise anything, we have to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff.
We might not want to give it to you because it'll suck or something.
It might suck.
But
that's important to keep in mind if you buy a ticket for New York.
There's
or Boston,
a chance it'll suck.
Is that it might be a really bad time.
Yeah. Also, Maz says, my birthday was October 6th. Please don't call me. I have a job and computer science that takes up a lot, and I don't want to listen to Steve for 1 minute trying to remember what the fuck it was. *67 All I ask is that you please end this email by playing a special History Road that we haven't heard in a while. Take me to her dimension. Keep up the good work. Playing a special History Road that we haven't heard in a while? What does that mean?
Like an old History Road theme?
Oh, man. That would be hard to find quickly.
Oh, there's this one that hasn't even been recorded yet.
Let's hear it.
History Road.
Well, I'm trying to find.
Do you guys ever hear that one?
I'm trying to find. It's a work in progress.
Dude, I have too much other stuff recorded, so it didn't go on time. And I don't remember what was on these sliders, so I'm going to turn up the sliders. And we'll learn it at the same time.
Fuck yeah. We're learning things together. Get her back, gotta get her back, gotta get her back. Get her back, gonna get her back, get her back, gonna get her back, gonna get her back. What about this one? This is kind of an old one, right?
Yes.
This one still work? This is the one we just use still sometimes.
That's good. How about that one?
P.S. Please do a dynamic banter live in Phoenix, Arizona. Much love, Maz, like jazz, but with an M.
Yeah. Sorry we couldn't do the music thing for you, dog.
John sends an email saying, yes, Mike, it is real. Oh, you know what we're missing? We've been missing this whole time.
Oh, is this going to be the thing about the coming out of your butt thing? Heather hit me up and said that it might be real too.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, it might be. Hi there, Milk and Steam. My name is John. I'm a two ball honking born boy urology resident from Philadelphia. I had to reach out in response to last week's story of the gentleman ET voice coming out of his pee hole. I finally have something to contribute to the show.
This is my time to shine.
This is my time. Mike, I can confirm that this is a real thing. I have treated a patient with this. A rectal prostatic fistula. Fistula!
Now that's New York. What do you got, a rectal prostatic fistula? Nah, that's New York.
I don't want to. I'm sure this guy's very nice. I don't want it. I'll just say that I was wrong, and I'm sorry I was skeptical. I'm sure I wasn't the only
this
one.
This was this guy's shining moment to use his knowledge, Mike. Are you
fine,
saying that?
Fine, fine. Go fast.
We've got it. We got to do this.
Yo, read it. Read it at this speed.
And then in other terms, when cock comes out of your it can sometimes occur as a complication from surgery on the prostate or from cancer in that area. In fact, these quote-unquote rainbow connections can form
come
in
on, dude. Many
different places in the body. A fistula is an abnormal open eyes between two organs that forms when closed eyes should be going on in the space connecting the two places. I love that he's trying really hard to make it understandable to us and then using dynamic banter references to make it more understandable.
Yes.
We use the mnemonic friend, quote unquote, to remember how fistulas happen. Foreign body, radiation, inflammation/infection, and epithelialization. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Yes, it's all goddamn nightmare to have and to treat. I am here for any and all questions relating to your manly bits and the juices they produces. It's the one thing I can give back to you both for all the laughs and relief you've provided me over the years. Hell, I always worry about your kidney stones. If you ever need a urologist to laser that shit out, I will happily take care of it. Stay stone free and without ED, Dr. John. Whoa, we got a resident Dr. John!
You don't have to do that part. It already does that part.
Dude, Dr. John. Can Dr. John be our guy
Dude,
on the streets?
If God forbid we ever get kidney stones again, we get them at the same time. You should have Dr. John and I'll have Dr. Steve and we'll see who lasers.
Yeah, who does better.
And they'll be next to each other like
Dr. Steve and Dr. John. Does Dr. Steve laser stuff? Did he laser your kidney stones?
He saved my goddamn life.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, then let's get them both in there.
You see how fast I drank water after that?
Oh, yeah. Same.
Thank you very much. That was a very well-written and educational history road. Can't thank you enough. Great job.
All right, let's do one more here.
Also, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, Dr. John. And please, hey, Dr. John, what's the cum coming out of the butt thing? I can't believe you already knew about this and you didn't send in a history road to just tell us about it. But so here's what I'm going to do, and Mike will probably hate me for this.
Isn't that what you just did?
No, I'm saying like without previously. Us even mentioning it. Oh, yeah, oh. You should have just reached out and gone like, did you know this is real? So how about this? Do you know of any other strange urological manly fluid things?
Of course he does.
That would blow our minds like coming out of your butt.
I don't want to be around for the response to that. I think I have that right to not show. I'm going to be sick that day.
Well, how about we stray safely into a shart story, Mike, from a friend named Garner.
Goodness. Thank goodness.
He says his shart story, hey, boys, I'm a 25-year-old one-horn honk.
I used to date a girl who wrote shart stories.
And he says he has a shart story. I was 23 at the time. And as... and a CNC plasma operator at a large industrial fabrication shop working 55 hours a week. Dude, what the fuck? Why did the fart happen after his age?
He's too comfortable. He's too comfortable with telling us a story.
Damn, 55 hours a week. That's crazy. Is that even possible?
40-hour work week is the one you're supposed to have.
It was Christmas time, and I decided to go home for the holidays because of my job. Well, that's a good idea. I had my... Were you at the fucking CNC place?
I was going to stay in my office.
Like I do.
When I decided to go home for the holidays.
Because of my job, I had terrible sleep habits and a terrible diet. So I wasn't feeling great, and I was exhausted when I got on the early morning flight to go see my family. About 10 minutes into the flight, I fall asleep and eventually wake up to a flight attendant walking by saying, it's the grossest thing I've ever smelled. Oh, no.
What a terrible sleep habit.
Every time I sleep.
What an annoying habit.
She was referring to the smell of decomposing day-old Domino's pizza.
No.
Leaking out of me at regular intervals.
No.
Farts.
No.
Bad pizza farts. So yeah, that's the story of how I had to make the whole waddle of shame in front of a bunch of strangers to go wipe my ass.
They all knew that it was... They all knew it was him, right?
They had to know.
Because there's somebody, dude, and you're in regular seats, so close to someone, so close, packed flight.
Dude, I've actually heard some real awful poop plane stories. Okay. And thankfully, I've never been around for anything like that.
Like people shitting and it stinks up the whole, yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true. I remember one time I was flying with the Valley folk and there was an awful smell.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be coming from the old man that was sitting next to Joe on that side of the plane. And the smell was so bad, I was like afraid.
To look in case no more?
No, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to escape it. Like it would never go away.
Yeah.
And it might have been someone sitting in their own shit. It's possible.
Dude, masks are the greatest thing that's ever happened to
flights.
I'll never fly
sans
mask.
It's probably safer to fly with a mask anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people did beforehand. Dude, one time I did it just so no one would talk to me. I remember I had a cold or something, and I remember a lot of the Asian people I saw would always fly with a mask like for years and years. And I would always be like, that's a bit much, but I get it.
Yeah.
And
Eastern culture.
Yeah. There was one time where I was like, I don't want to have any conversations. So I put the mask on.
That's a good move.
And everyone's afraid of you.
Yeah. Because like, they're like, why is that guy wearing a mask?
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
Stay fuck away from that guy.
He already looks pretty bad. Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining the show this week. What a fun time we had just breezing through, talking about our nights and dumb shit.
It was a good time.
One last time, I want to shout out HeadGum and the sponsors and Byron McCoy.
Yeah, dude. Killed it with the Halloween t-shirts.
Killing
man.
It.
So they're all up for pre-order right now. Estimated shipping is 10/22. Thank you. God bless you. And yeah, there's the three t-shirts. We're going to be in Boston and Brooklyn, respectively, on December 1st and 2nd. You can get t-shirts. You can get tickets for that right now on the internet. And you can
get t-shirts for that.
You can get t-shirts for that. They make t-shirts for that. And I think both of those links are in my direct.me. So it's direct.me slash Mike Falzone. Or if you go to our IG, I think I put it in the profile for all the IGs for Dynamic Banter and for mine.
Oh, also, if you come to one of those shows wearing DB merch, I guarantee if I get a chance to talk to you, I will talk to you for a little bit longer than people that aren't wearing Dynamic Banter clothing.
True. I won't even look at anyone who isn't.
I'll barely look at anybody who's not wearing Dynamic Banter clothing.
And I've said this, I'm going to a wedding with my family this weekend, and I said anyone who's not in a Dynamic Banter Halloween themed t-shirt from the past doesn't get my attention.
And that's New York.
I also want to say that I'll be in Texas from the 21st to the 25th with Ali Makovsky, thank you, and hitting a bunch of different improvs down there, and more information, thank you, we'll be out soon and in and around my stuff, but that's just a little heads up.
I'm coming.
All right, well, guys, hey, what a time, huh? We always have a time here. And as we always say here at the end of the show, have a good night.
I got one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Today is Friday.
Yes.
So tonight is Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv.
Fuck yeah.
So if you're on your couch and you're like, I don't know. Remember in PCU when they hijacked the radio and they're like, not doing anything tonight?
Yeah.
That's this moment.
Yeah.
So if you're anywhere around the Southern California area,
not doing anything tonight, everybody gets laid. Tonight at the Hollywood Improv.
There you go.
Come on down. Doors open at 6. Get a front row seat to get crowd worked by me and my friends.
You're going to get crowd worked to the bone. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for listening to this show. We appreciate you guys very much. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.